You're connected to CMN Network.
Cat Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
Cat Mobile. Sorry, didn't quite get that. Who is it? Hotel Zulu. Okay, I just got Hotel Zulu. Name here is Phil. Bob Henry and DeLima. Currently in Kew Harbor.
Hey, morning, Phil. Name here is Jerry, and just getting coming up on the Metro Airport.
Okay, I assume you're on your way to the Livonia swap, which I am also. Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from Dearborn. I'm headed home. I live south of the Metro Airport. And then, I don't know, about 20 after 7 or something, I'll head out to the swap.
All right, sounds good. I'm guessing you're on the LTS repeater, sounds like, because it's doing double beep, which means it's something's going on with their power or something.
Yeah. Yeah, and their constant message clock at that.
I'm not on that repeater, so I'm not hearing that. I'm on one of the linked ones. Actually, this repeater, I'm on this at my house right now until we relocated. So I'm going to have to switch off pretty soon because I'm going to get out of range pretty quick.
Okay. Yeah, I picked up one of those open spots a couple weeks ago and still trying to figure the thing out. I get it to work at home on my home network, but when I take it to work or whatever, when we got public Wi-Fi, it's like a staff or something.
All right, yeah, open. So what are you trying to do, DMR on it or what?
I got the ICOM, I forgot what it is. It's a 52 alpha handheld, and it does a D-star.
Okay. Yeah, I have an open spot also, and you're pretty reliable. You just got to make sure you're, it's on the right, that it is picking up the Wi-Fi. So you just got to use that app on your phone to make sure it's connected properly.
Do you often use your phone as a hotspot for it?
I have it sometimes. I'm going to need to switch your computers and get noisy here. Hold on. Okay. Am I making it here? I'm on the LTS now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay, very good. I'm heading west and south, so heading to Livonia. Or it's actually in Northville, I guess. We're going to Livonia and Northville.
Going to Dayton?
Yeah, I usually go. I'm planning on it unless something comes up. But I don't have a lot to sell or anything to buy this year. So I've just kind of made it a tradition. I've gone most years since I've been licensed. So I've only missed 1 year because I for medical reasons. But I'd like to keep up the tradition.
I gotta do some more research. Find out if the Buc-ee's is done. They're building a Buc-ee's down there at Huber Heights, and they're supposed to have it open in April.
I'm sorry, it's a little noisy. What are they building?
Buc-ee's, the gas station, the Texas gas station.
I don't know anything about that. Is that supposed to be something special?
Yeah, you could go on to YouTube and look at any one of the Buc-ee's videos and see the Texas Beaver there. The it's I forgot, it's a gas station. It's got 120 pumps. It's got a convenience store the size of a Walmart building. It's like everything else in Texas. It's huge.
Hi, sorry about that. My radio was in PM mode and jumped off frequency. Forgot it was in there.
Okay. Yeah. It's Buc-ee's. Buc-ee, I think the name of it. Anyways, they got like 35 locations in the state of Texas, and then there are in other states. But this is the first one in Ohio.
Okay, very good. You're getting quite noisy, so I'm going to let you go. But I'll have to look at that. I've never heard of it. Not a big fan of Texas. Don't go there. I've been through it, I think, once or twice in my life. Wasn't impressed. I know they're making a big deal about the sheets stations here. So if you ever try coming in this area, I'm sure they'll have a lot of huge resistance, but whatever. All right, nice talking to you, Jerry. Have a safe. This is Dave here.
Okay, yeah, we got a couple of sheep locations near my house, about 10 miles away. They're both out there by the airport, 994. So, yeah, good menu. I go there at least once a week.
73 KGAA. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Yes, sir.
Just driving through your town. Thought I'd say hi. Heading towards Lansing.
Well, howdy. Safe travels. You're going through Tomstown, but he's probably not there. He's probably on the road.
It's Saturday. Did he have a job on Saturday?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Us retirees, you know, we forget what day of the week it is. Oh, you get to say hi to him, then.
Okay. All right. Never mind. Other than that, nothing else. So I didn't have a chance to chat with Sean yet, but I will. He's at breakfast.
I'm consolidating all the notes on my desk. It's my first morning task, and that's one of the notes.
All right, very good. What radio are you talking at?
I'm on the Yaesu, the normal. Why, is it not good?
No, I'm not sure if it's me or whatever. So I'm trying to get a feel for this radio. You just sound light.
Yeah, I don't know why. The antenna's correct, but I do want to get out there and check the connections after the winter we had.
Yeah, all the wind and everything. Switch over to your Kinect radio.
All right, let me try that again. This is Kinect Systems. 1, 2, 3, 4.
A little bit, but not anything significant. It could be on my end. I still got a lot of fiddling around to do. Just a second. I got to pay for this coffee. Let's do a simplex test as well. QSY441.
Copy that. It'll take me just a second. I'll call for you. QSY441, NAWRO.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KFFO calling AC8AC. That's your ear, Tom.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KFAFTN, listening.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Fox Start 8, Fox Scott Quebec November testing. I mean, listening, what? KF8FQN.
Connected to CMN Network.
WDKLL on mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hello.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WAVPD.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
This is KE8FOY. K1UKE8UHT. Are you on this frequency? KE8FOY to KE8UHT.
This is John, that's K-E-8-F-L-Y, I think it is. This is K-E-8-U-H-T. K-E-8-F-L-Y, where I think it is. This is K-E-8-U-H-T.
K-E-8-T. Yeah, you're actually sounding not bad at all. This repeater, I think it's in Warren or something. Wait, is this Peter and Wayne? Because I think I was on here for a repeater crawl. I'm not sure. It said it on the GMARC website, but I think we were on here for the Wayne County repeater crawl. I think I was. Is this repeater located in Wayne by chance? I just wanted to confirm.
I believe it's in Mount Clemens, but it's a part of the Siemens network, so it's Wayne. So it's one of those things, like when we're talking here. And sometimes it's linked to a guy named Sean's repeater in Warren, so I think that's where Brandon had to go in the 442.600. So, but it's not linked now. So how am I from my recliner?
Copy. I'm loud and clear on this repeater. I think this might be a good repeater to stay on. You're coming in very loud and very clear.
Yeah, it's open and all that, but yeah, you want to, on this one, you know, the whole testing and stuff. Yeah, did you ever go to the website for this network? I think this is a part of the MI2, I think it is. Yeah, there's like a whole bunch of MI2, MI8, MI6, and one of them is CMR, one of them is analog, one of them is the backbone, one is CMRS, and there might be others, too.
I have not heard of the other one, but I don't check that out. You said there was a DMR one. I am yet to check that out when I get my DMR. I have a Motorola. I am yet to get it functional, though. Once I get that functional, I will definitely check that out.
Well, it's nice that we have a Motorola. So, yeah, so it's... Yeah, the Central Michigan Emergency Network, I think it's CMEN.net, or you can just Google it, too, and check this website out, and you can see the
the network, and I think the analog stuff is MIQ, but yeah, you don't want to do like a whole lot of like radio checks out here. You'll be shunned probably. But yeah, so you're, because you're linked up to a lot of different places.
I will get that website when I get run. I grab my phone in a minute. But anyway, yeah. So did you get your UV32 charged? I was just wondering, since mine decided, since I made the grand decision to forget to charge them on. You charge yours up?
That was Ben that was charging his. I don't have a UV32. I'm the one that has the M5R that you looked up.
Oh, yeah, okay, I mixed those two up, okay, sorry about that. Anyway, quick question, do you think you are able to hit, a VHF repeater a month? I'm kind of curious about it. I was just wondering if you could hit it. We could try it out later, but, you ever heard of the N8LC147.080 repeater?
Yeah, I can try. I'm not sure if I can, but that's the Lance Cruise Club, yep. I'll give it a try. Oh, yeah, I know that one. I know the club. They meet not too far away from me up the road.
We could probably try it later, but, we'll probably try it later, but anywho, I will, chill on here. But, do it, but I don't... quite a few of, sad hams. I've heard some yell at me, some hurt, and some screaming at other people because of the Roger Beast. I heard a couple. It was like a couple times, but, it's just a point you might, it's a point of interest. You might want to check that out. Have you been on there in the last couple weeks or last little while?
I listen, you know, they have a net on Wednesday. Thursdays, there's, the net is, 8:30 on Thursdays. I usually listen to it. I usually check into it unless I'm up, you know, a little bit more, you know, in a better location. But yeah, I'm familiar with the net. I'm familiar with the club and all that. I listen to the repeater. I have a scanner too that goes, and so it'll pick up, the activity on a bunch of the VHF and UHF ham repeaters, as well as CMRS stuff.
Yeah, I don't really do much dinner. I don't do that. Anyway, I tried to check in, but it was just a pain, honestly. So I usually... with the GMARC Amateur Radio Club, usually I just stick with that one, and, yeah. And also, do you know what the Echolink node for said GMARC Club is? Do you know what the Echolink node is?
I don't know the number, but it's WWHGM-R. I know that for a fact. WWHGM-R.
Yeah, I was just wondering if I ever get my Echo Link set up, which has been giving me a bunch of grief. Anyway, I was just wondering about, how does Echo Link even work? Because I've never really gotten into Echo Link or All-Star or whatever those are called. I haven't gotten into those. Do you know how, like, any of that works? I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah, it's basically the voice over IP type stuff. Yeah, I've used Echo Link for, since 2001, I think it is, something like that. It's strange, maybe sounds strange enough, but remember point and click. I had made over the years, made most of my contacts in French, believe it or not. Probably like 80-85% of my contacts in Echo Link have been in French. And I've gone there one time, and then so a friend of mine, and I used it to kind of brush that, you know, develop my bad prank skills, but so I've, but yeah, it's, there's servers that go around, and like you hear the Usenet, I think, Solo was talking to John, this 88OD, Thursday,
at his ACRS meeting, and he was saying it's linked now by All-Star. All-Star is a part of I forgot what the name of the backbone of Asterix Network. Asterix, have you heard of that?
I don't think I have ever heard of. I have never heard of Asterix. I have never heard of Asterix. I think you said I have never heard of Asterix.
Yeah, I think it had origins years and years ago. It's like when they have like long distance calling, like voice, and then he's offered services, and then you know it's got features in it. Yeah, and then All-Star, CSGX is All-Star, people use Switch TV. I think you can get that, you can download that as an Android app. Switch TV, or TV Switch.
I will check that out, but All-Star, I know almost nothing about those, but All-Star's on Android, right?
Yeah, you can use it. Well, use it. It's something like All-Star Rides on Asterix is like the network, I believe. And then you've got All-Star Rides is a like something that's a layer all that rides on it. And then you can have programs that can access, you know, using All-Star. Like if you have Asterix, let's see, like even if you have like a phone network, you might have like someone that has a voiceover IP. Phone in their business is a good chance with a small business system that it runs on the backbone is Asterix.
I'm just looking for All-Stars. I'm looking for All-Star on the App Store since there's so many random spin-offs of it. There's just a bunch of them that just like video games and editing softwares and all this random stuff.
Michelle, look for TV like Delta Victor Switch, or Switch TV Delta Victor. See if you can find that. This is KAAUHD.
There's something that says DVC Connect. Yeah, I think it's it. It says DVC Connect.
I don't think that's the one. And Switch, I think it's TV, or Switch TV, I forget which one.
I'll look that up later on. I'm going to run in my house. If my signal diminishes a bit, I'm sorry about that. I just got to run it for 2 seconds.
That's good. Yeah, I don't want to tie up the repeater here because if I bring up a bunch of other ones around the stage. So I'm going to say 7-3 for now, Sean, and maybe hear you back on the double nickel, the 443.55. So good you got this one running, and I figured out what the PL is and got it running over here too. So it gives you an alternative. You can help Ben out to get on this one. This is KAAUHD.
7-3 to you. I'm also on 7-3. This is KFOY 7-3. 7-3 to you. Good sir. Have a good day.
This is KF8FQN listening.
KF8FQN, this is KAAUHD.
You came in there, but you cut out, so can you please say the call sign phonetically, sir?
Sure. It's Kilo Alpha 8 Uniform Hotel Golf.
Roger, Kilo Alpha 8, Uniform Hotel Golf. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November, KF8FQN. How is your evening going?
Well, it's going good. Thank you for asking. Name here is Steve. Located down here in St. Clair Shores. And taking advantage of some of the thawing of the snow and all that. So figure out what projects I need to maybe I can do a little bit of cleanup maybe tomorrow before it refreezes. How about yourself?
Well, I don't know. That sounds like fun. I'm getting tomorrow at 1. I'm getting a Intertone 778 with a Diamond X50. I believe. I always get their names mixed up. I think his name was John, maybe. Yeah, I think John. He's on here. Hold on, sorry. He's on here, I think. And I think I talked to him on the WALAP repeater down in Lapeer. But he's giving me for free an Intertone 778 with that diamond antenna and a power converter, which is extremely nice of him. Right now I'm running on HT, so that's super nice of him. So, really excited about that. I'll just be cleaning up in my room, redoing my setup. I still like the layout of my, ham radio area, if you can say.
Well, it's nice. Well, it sounds good. Yeah, there's some people that are pretty generous, try to get people, you know, that are starting out, going and stuff. That's nice. So the Intertone, is that all analog, or can you do any kind of digital, like CMR or something like that? I know Intertone, but I'm not familiar with all the different model numbers. So is it analog, or is it analog and digital?
It's an analog radio. That's a mobile. But yeah, as you could probably tell by the power supply, but it's analog only. But I want to get a DMR handheld, a Baofeng UV32 or something, or DM32, just to see what DMR is about. I've never, used a DMR radio, so seeing how that works. But it's an analog radio, so I'm using EchoLink right now. I use EchoLink on basically everything. With my HT, it's got a 3-foot Aubrey tape antenna with a 6-inch rat tail. And I can hit the Romeo repeater that's connected to this. I come in clear. Not so loud and clear, but clear. But I'll finally be able to get probably to the warm repeater with that radio and my local repeater, WALAP. So, it's analog only, to answer your question, though.
Oh, yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, what's your name? Yeah, because you're staying up here, so I'm located, close to Lake St. Clair, just northeast of Detroit. And since this is linked, it's hard to, sometimes it's like Warren 443, and sometimes it's linked up to this repeater, or this network that has this repeater on it, but... I'm not at the current moment. So you're saying Lapeer and Romeo. So what city are you nearest? And what's your first name?
Well, I'm located in Emily City, Lapeer County, and my name is Wyatt, spelled Whiskey Yankee Alpha Tango Tango. Really quick, I had a question. Do you know anything around here that uses DCS? Because all the repeaters and stuff I know use CTCSS, and I just want to find something that uses DCS.
No, I don't know anything that uses DCS. The amplifier is Romeo. I was in my city. Yeah, to get into the Riley Center repeater and stuff like that direct. I'm familiar with my city. And the first street, the streets and stuff, and across the highway. I used to have a brother-in-law that used to live up there. He had an office on, I think, First Street. He used to live on Third Street. So, yeah, I'm smart as Emily City.
Yeah, I don't know where all the repeaters are located. Oh, my radio's going off. I don't know where all the repeaters are located, but yeah, for an HD, in my perspective, that's a good, it's 14 miles away from me, so that's good range on it. But, yeah, do you have any, DMR radios yourself, or like any, or like packet radios or DMR?
I have a little Wushan radio, but it's, the battery is, not doing so well, so, and it would cost, I looked at it, and to replace the battery, it would cost more than to get a, probably, or about the same price as it would be for to get a new DM32, so, I'm going to probably try to get one of those, but, young guy was talking here, and, Sean, he was talking to another guy, Ben, and it's both in high school, I'm guessing. And they're talking about getting those radios. So, yeah, maybe, guys, all three of you get those radios. You can experiment together. You can develop your own code plug.
Roger, I know who Sean is. He's definitely not in high school. He definitely is a trusted adult. I believe Sean or KJL Tom, I think they were talking about Ben. I've never heard him on the air. Maybe it was on a different repeater, but yeah, I've never heard Ben on the air. So he's in high school, I'm assuming?
Yeah. Yeah, he lives down this way and down just north of Detroit. He was just, we tried to get him on this repeater. He was, maybe a pop up here, but yeah, his call was KF8 something, I believe. But yeah, I think he's a freshman or a sophomore. But yep, they were just talking about getting it. And the guy that was before me, that Sean. You're talking about that Sean or the other Sean? W8FU Sean.
I'm talking about the W8FU Sean. Why, there's a different Sean on here, too?
Yeah, I just missed him. We were talking on a different repeater over in Donna Warren, and it's a standalone repeater. Radio amateur, this guy, Todd, 26 years ago, he decided to the no guy wire power, 147 foot, and put it up in his backyard and put a repeater up. So, but yeah, there was a Sean that was just a few minutes before you gave me a call. The young guy there is was Sean, and this is a KE8. What is it? I forgot what exactly it's called, but it's a KE8 call.
All right, Roger. Yeah, all right. Yeah, that sounds awesome. Yeah, I've never heard him on this computer on the air before, so that's awesome. Hopefully I can get contact with them. Really quick, I don't know what's your opinion about this. I wanna if you're gonna take probably years, I wanna see if I can I don't know what license it requires, get a microwave radio that operates in a microwave band. So what is that, 900 megahertz? No. Like somewhere around gigahertz or something. 5 gigahertz or, yeah, something like that. I want to get into microwave radio, which is like point A to point B. Lots of 5G microwave, I think, and right in my town right next to me, there's a old AT&T microwave tower from the 50s or 80s, and that got wanted me to get into microwave comms. But I don't know if you know anything about that. I was doing some research on it, and I found out it's really rare to get some contacts on there. But there definitely is people that use microwave radio.
Yes. 1.2 gigahertz. Probably that's something more like you're talking about. That's, you can get those radios around. You kind of, you know, band use when there's more amateurs around and things, you know, different things. And, you know, bands are getting more crowded, like 2 meters, and then people kind of like 440, and then people are going to 1.2 gigahertz. But now you don't see that too much or hear about it too much, but you're probably most likely going to use 1.2 gig. That sounds something you're familiar with?
Sorry, you're kind of cutting out. Were you asking a question?
Yeah, I was going to say that probably for your microwave, 1.2 gigs maybe?
Yeah, 1.2 gigs. I forgot like the spectrum that I was going to use, but I feel like on microwave, I'd probably just get some data because I know a lot of high-speed data satellites use microwave stuff. I like it because I love radio, not just amateur radio, like satellite radio, KU band stuff. I love radio waves in general, you can say. But, it's something different, like what you said, so it's crowded. And it's hard to get a contact, so it's kind of more of a challenge. And the equipment on it, I love the equipment, but the antennas and stuff are, like, way different than normal, like, UHF ones.
Yeah, I'd like to experiment. You're up in NY City. Do you know where Deanville is? Or Deanville Mountain, just a little bit west of Brown City?
No, I don't. Where is it? What?
Yeah, it's just a little north of NY City. You go up Van Dyke a little further into the east. That's like the high point in the area. And if you're there, you know, you can, in a car or something, or even by foot, whatever, you can experiment, see how far you can talk back to the repeaters in Detroit and all that, or to the north or whatever. But, yeah, they call it Deanville Mountain. I think you say it's still, but you know where Brown City is, right?
Yeah, I know where Brown City is. That's where we get our feed for animals from.
To
the elevator.
Okay, yeah, so I think it's like off of Galbraith Line Road up there. I think not too far away. Especially if you look on a map around there, you'll find Deanville. And it was the site of, I don't know if you heard about the Cold War and stuff, but it was the site of like, it goes back to, they had a radio type of the government. In the military, had a government, there used to be a little shack up there, and they had like a receiving site up there because it was the high point in the area and all that. But yeah, check it out.
Roger, yeah, I'm really big into history and military and stuff like that. So I didn't know about that. Check that out. I like all that Cold War era stuff. It's really cool because that's when us and the Russians like first started really using like digital technology, you can say, like that. Well, we've been using microwave for a while, like for longer than that, but the Cold War era stuff is kind of cool because of all the different unusual things that we made and the Russians. So yeah, I'll check that out. I never knew about that, and that sounds really cool. Is it a microwave like relay station, or is it like UHF, VHF, or something else?
Well, I don't think it's anything now. And I think there's a quarry that's by it. I think there's a quarry over there.
Roger. But still, that sounds really cool. Check that out. That sounds very nice to go to. Very historical, but. It wouldn't surprise me if there was one up there. I know from my dad and from my grandpa, particularly my grandpa, when he was a kid, obviously Cold War is still going around, there was like anti-air guns set up around the Great Lakes, and there was B-52s F-14s or F-16s here. Yeah, B-52s, they had ICBMs here. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if there was radio stations used by the government that was here.
Yeah, I believe it was the High Point, so nothing else to get there in car or maybe on your e-bike or something. Who knows? Get out there and experiment with the little antenna. Some people put up, they have these little backpack antennas and they make what they call a cubicle quad antenna. They use some PVC and some wire and all that, and they make these little three element cubicle quad backpack antennas and things like that. All kinds of stuff. So I'm figuring a lot of different things, but I think it's relatively inexpensive. This is KAAUHD.
Well, I'm gonna keep that in mind. I wanted to tell you something. So I don't know if you know HF, the 7.200 is where all the not so good operators go. A lot of cussing, bad stuff there. Well, somebody was using, I swear to you, it had to be 3,000 watts because he was horrible quality, but you can hear him. Like, I don't know if it's like 7.200 megahertz or kilohertz. I just say megahertz. You can hear him like 50 to 100 megahertz down. You can hear that his radio frequency. And I was trying to make a contact with somebody through Morse code, and that guy was just jamming the whole like band up, which I did not like at all.
I think I heard another station that was underneath here saying something. I'm going to back off just a little bit, just if some other station has some traffic. This is KAAUHD.
This is KAFLY. I have returned. This is KAFLY. Is that UKAAUHD?
Yeah, as mentioned, there's a station. I think he's talking via Echolink. He's up in Emily City. So this is the Sean I was talking about. The other one. He's a young guy too, and he's talking about getting a TM32. So we got you and Ben and this young guy up in Emily City. So say hello to the other station in Emily City there, Sean.
Another young man in here? Someone named what?
NYCD,
I think he said?
KFAFQN. Well, it's nice to meet you. I've not heard any... You're like the third youngest person I've heard besides me on this whole amateur radio, so it's nice to meet you. And I didn't get your call sign, so can you say it phonetically for me, please?
Sorry about that. This is K Kilo Echo 8 Foxtrot Lima Yankee. How's it going for you?
K8HLY. This is KFAFQN. I am doing good. How about you?
Not terrible. This is KE8FLY. I think you got something SQN. Something FQN. Is that correct?
Nope. It's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November. KF8FQN. I gotta go. My dad's calling me. But hopefully I'll hear you on the air again. Hey, I have pleasure meeting you guys both. And this is KF8FQN 73 and clear and relaxed.
K-E-8-U-H-T, are you still on the radio?
Yep, K-A-A-U-H-T. Yeah, I think it's it sounds like this network, the courtesy system. So yeah, sometimes you gotta make sure you let everything drop, so because the link repeaters and some of the other ones might time out. So I'm trying to think of stuff because I just haven't been on here in a bit. But yeah, so here. Yeah, he's up Van Dyke. like Van Dyke and I-69, you know, between Port Huron, say, and, you know, and Lapeer.
Van Dyke and
I-69? Yep, and he was using Echolink, I think.
Not bad at all. Yeah, one second. I am grabbing my coat since it is five in order to actually sound good, so I'm just grabbing my coat. A-8-U-H-T, copy?
Yep, I can hear you just fine, yep.
Good, I am back outside on the porch. Yeah, so there was a young man here, another young man. Well, I was, I was cleaning out one of my dad's guns here. I was helping him out clear a couple guns here, so I was just helping him out doing that. Because I heard you guys, but I was like, I couldn't do it since I was on the radio. Or not on the radio, I was out cleaning the stuff there, so. Yeah, I wish I could hop on, but, yeah. So you were talking to him. He was on, Van Dyke and I-69, though. That's actually not too far away from here. I'm not sure how far that is from me, but I'm in Shelby, so that's not a ways away.
Well, yeah, you keep driving up, I'm sure in Shelby, I just keep driving up Van Dyke, right? And, probably about 45 minutes, maybe?
I mean, that's not a terrible way. Far. I'm trying to find I-96 here on my, wait, what the, no, it says, for me, it says, I-96 in Lansing, and then another one that says I-96 in New Hudson. One moment.
I-69.
Connected to CMN Network.
Hey, my dad was talking to me for a second. Anyways, it says it's around 80 miles away from me.
Yep, so you said maybe 45 minutes, an hour drive, yep. So it's a little bit of a ways.
That's not terribly far. I mean, I drove to what's it called? I drove to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. It was almost 13 hours. It was the longest drive of my life.
Yeah, I've been to Gatlinburg in some years, but, yep. Down like 75 and then off the road there. So good, yep. But for radio and UHF and stuff like that, a little distance. But anyway, you say people use different modes, apparently using Echolink.
I'm going to talk out the dumb here, but I did not even know this repeater had Echolink in the first place.
Yeah, I'm not so sure either. But he might be attached, he might be coming in a node that's attached to this too, and some, I'm not so sure. But, yeah, look up the network, look up the Siemens, Central Michigan Emergency Network.net. And you can see a little bit more about it. They had a presentation about it this Thursday at the Macomb County Amateur Radio Emergency Corps meeting. So that was kind of nice. I didn't catch the whole thing, but it's interesting.
Okay, yeah, I will. Let me grab my phone here and look that up. I think I just found it. Let me see. Wait, did I find it? Wait, no, I didn't. Oh, found it. Central Michigan Emergency Network, correct?
Yep, you can read about it, and you'll see tabs across it. Say, like, MI2, MI5, MI6, MI8, maybe some other ones.
Copy. I was just, I'm on their Facebook right now doing a bit of research. Online, 4%. Okay. Here we go. I'm looking on here. That's pretty cool.
because they've actually set up a network, you know, microwave, whatever, connecting like, off the internet, off the grid type of thing, off the way, and connecting up. They have networks, like a, it's like a true emergency network. Their father network, like the internet went down, they still can communicate.
If you were saying about ham radio, and like that's kind of the whole point of ham radio, like when the grid goes down, this is kind of what we're kind of stuck with, radio frequencies. But they think we're so like prepared, but there's one thing about ham radio, when things go bad, the repeaters are also down. And most people have seen these MI5 emergency networks, when the grid goes down, the repeaters. So it kind of like defeats the whole purpose. If that goes down, you're on sim.
There's another, I think another Kilo Fox Trot 8 station's kind of coming. You're a little noisy. Try again.
This is Kilo Fox Trot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. He was partly right with that, with the exception being a lot of the repeaters have backup battery to stay online even when the power grid goes down, at least for a few hours. I don't necessarily know how long that is, though.
Yeah, but also, you got to consider in, most people haven't, so like when the nukes start, but yeah, though you are right on the backup power, but also, you got to factor in, most of those have outdoor antennas, and when things go bad in the outdoors and there's an explosion, those antennas will almost guaranteed get ripped out. But you got to also get the, kind of get the big picture put into consideration, but you do have a good point there. KF8 something, I did not fully hear that full time. That KF8 something station, you were coming in a bit staticky.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. That was my call sign.
Okay, let me repeat that back. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango, I think, Echo Tango Yankee, I think. I'm sorry, I'm very bad at remembering call signs. Okay, so the concern was KF8 ETC?
Yes, sir, you got that correct.
Okay, thank you about that. I like your point about the backup power. Anywho, what was that station? K88, UHT, or UHT, go ahead. Back to you, good sir.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, all kinds of stuff. People try to go and you know, put in to emergency power. There's all kinds of stuff. But a lot of it is a procedure, too, with the network. And I know this, since you're in Shelby, there's Sean, you can check up, help the Macomb County Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. Efforts there, you know, they're working on the, since they get more people active, there's a simplex net too, and we used to have these hospital nets, which are simplex and things like that, and generally hospitals have backup power, so it's an evolution, it's sometimes a re-evolution too, you know, because people get older and, or whatever, you know, sometimes when they become a silent key, that's a total non-starter, so. And get some fresh blood in and all that. So, very good. Okay, over to the Echo Tango Quebec station.
I was mostly just listening to the...
KF8 ETQ? Some TEFOY to KF8 ETQ. This is something I heard of. You know, some people say in a true emergency scenario they should have diesel generators. Have you heard about that? This is something I heard of. This is one thing. What's your take on if they should have full-size diesel generators for repeaters?
Seance 8, ETQ, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Copy that. I was wondering, anywho, about, C-8-8-UHC.
Yep, I'm here. Yeah, diesel generators inside, too. Yeah, there's no, like, yeah, all the different, repeaters out there, you know, all kinds of stuff. There's a repeater council, you know, they've got a coordinating frequency, and, you know, that goes into it for hobbies, right, for serious hobbies, but, some of these organizations, including Siemens, there's been some kind of organizations somehow put some money aside to get some bandwidth or something like that, so they can write grants and get access to upgrade their equipment, you know, all kinds of stuff that goes into it. You just never know. But we all try to, if there's nothing else, you know, to try to have good operating practices, right? That's always a good thing to try to, you know, communicate well together. And I think that's why, like, we have different nets and things like that, you know, because it's one thing if you, you know, a bunch of walkie-talkies, like family service radios, and then you've got the amateur radio, it's sometimes not just having bandwidth, but knowing how to, you know, cooperate together. Go ahead, Sean.
It is a giant spectrum, and like when it comes to repeaters and FRS and all this other stuff, that's just a whole new rabbit hole.
You're right. Yeah, when they gave the presentation on Thursday evening, like the group here that has network, they have they tried to do some stuff with GMRS and in good faith and all that, and then there's some bad, you know, at bad operators, because, you know, you can purchase a license, but you don't have to take a test or anything like that, but apparently there's a few bad operators that ruin it for the rest of, you know, the rest of the people, the general public, unfortunately. So, finally, hopefully we'll do well. Over to the FAQ station to end in queue. I forgot what, did you give your first name? I don't remember. Sorry.
There's QO Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. That's Darren from ARPSC. I think you were just talking about ARPSC and from ARPSC Macomb.
Okay, yeah, Darren. Okay. Very good. Yeah, I came in late into that meeting, but yeah. Okay, Darren. Yeah, nice to talk to you.
N8BZR.
Go ahead, N8BZR.
Hey, Darren, you're my first contact on my new antenna. How does it sound? Over.
It sounds good. There's quite a few other people on here also, so just to let you know.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll back out now. Okay, N8BZR 73. Bye.
No, go ahead. You go ahead. NAVZR, we were chatting before. Go ahead, NAVZR. Sean, who's there up in Shelby, and me down here in St. Louis, you can talk to Darren, and we'll both benefit from your new testing.
Oh, I didn't want to intrude on you guys. I just wanted to jump in there and let him know that that antenna that I was working on, I showed him today. I got it working, and I just want to see how it sounded to everybody. How does it sound?
Sounds good. What are you driving it with? What kind of radio?
I call this my itty-bitty little radio. It's a little tiny thing that fits in the palm of your hand and puts out 20 watts, and it's GMR. And I'm going to make a bag radio out of it. It's the DB... It's the Delta Bravo 25 Delta from Radiodity. Over.
Well, it sounds nice. So, okay, that's fine.
Say again?
will find its way to a go kit someday?
I don't know what you mean. Find its way to a what?
You know, a go kit, right? You know, the like the ones if there's an emergency, like Sean was saying, well, you know, if you have something where you can't do this and this, and we have to run Simplex and all that. And I forgot, I should have mentioned to him, you know, if he gets a go kit, right, in coordination with other people in the area, they'll still be able to communicate.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm building a go kit out of it. I'm putting it in a little bag with a lithium iron phosphate battery and everything. It's really cool. I'll give you guys pictures later on. I'll show you later. Okay, sorry to interrupt. I just jumping in here and checking in kind of real quick. I got some more work to do. I'll talk to you guys later. I'll talk to you later. 73 is NABZ Air Clear.
Okay, NHDZR. I imagine we'll be seeing it then, pictures on Discord, eh?
Yeah, the antenna's on Discord.
I have to check it out. This is KAUHT. Over to you, Darren.
I don't even know what we were talking about now.
We're kind of talking about the new antenna set up there, and I'm going to kind of introduce about the go kit, you know, because we had also young Sean over there. So, you know, talking about, you know, like emergency situations and backup, we have to use Simplex. But if people have Simplex, I'm sorry, a go kit too, that's like a part of the good operating practices that are being prepared, right?
Yeah, having a go kit's a good thing for being prepared. I don't really have a proper one. I just have a bag that has a bunch of radio stuff in it and some snacks and the like.
Well, it's good. It's a start. I think they have those out when they advertise more or less one way or another. I think the government has that website, ready.gov.
I just found that site just now. I don't know what that is, but that kind of looks like it might be a good start, maybe.
Right, yeah. Yeah, they advertise on the radio, though. Everyone smiles in places. They'll say, oh, go to ready.gov, you know. Everyone, I don't know when they do it, but they do. I guess it counts towards the different public radio and television stations' public service time or whatever when they file their paperwork, but... But, yeah, I should go out there. I haven't been out there in a few months, but I should visit it myself.
KE4ZYQ.
Go ahead, KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, good evening to all our frequencies. This is KE4ZYQ Joe, Clinton Township. And I just wanted to throw out a question out of curiosity. Anybody that's got or making a go kit, do you have any particular type of backup power or remote power system besides a vehicle type thing if you had to do remote? So there, I'll throw it over to Steve, I think it is, and then you guys can maybe delve into that question if you want. Don't mind. I'm just curious. 84ZYQ.
Yeah, Joe, I think I've got a... I have a hamster wheel with a couple of hamsters and about 12 hours worth of feed. What do you think?
Well, Steve, you're my second, to put it bluntly or politely, you're my second smart aleck today. Somebody in Berkeley was a smarty pants earlier today, so thanks for the giggle.
Does a hand crank radio count as an emergency backup supply? Because apparently it has a USB out on it, so it can be used for something else too, apparently.
Well, I guess if you got what you got, it's usable. But, yeah, it's amazing how much stuff's out there, though, when you stop and think about companies, batteries, solar, you know, piggyback it to something else to charge it by your car or whatever. I just thought I'd throw that out. You guys have a good evening, KE4CYQ. Listen out.
This is KE8FLY. I'm going to be honest. I have a Jackery Explorer 300 and a Gulu jump starter, and I could use the Gulu to charge the Jackery and then so on and so forth, since one has more watt hours than the other. So, yeah, I'm going to try that, and then, you know, it was just a theory.
Well, that's good, yeah. As far as doing, I think about both stuff. And a lot of that stuff that we try to do to Charmin Hill and do things, and sure there's other, you know, radio services or television, communicate, whatever it happens to be. Digital services are looking at different bandwidths, and so we do things to stay active and then try to, you know, your organization to send in the hours, you know, type of thing, to like, it makes its way to up to the ARRL, JRRL, which is kind of a lobbying unit to kind of keep track of some of that stuff to try to protect their spectrum, you know. So it seems simple enough, but I'm sure there's people out there that are businesses and stuff that would like to make amateur radio secondary or push them out of a certain spectrum. That's what happened on 220 many years ago. They went to some kind of UPS or some kind of delivery service or something to that effect. Go ahead, John.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Are you talking about the 220 megahertz? Because that was at one point in time from the military SATCOM stuff, I thought. And I think they sent it over to us in the amateur realm as a secondary.
Could have been. And then for a while then it was used for amateur TV. We're going to like back to the 1970s and 80s. And then at some point they placed it up, you know, so we have it still, but not like we used to. But it could have been before that. I'm not sure. It could have been something what you're talking about, you know, some military related.
Anyway, this is KE8FLY. But yeah, though, you should always have a gold bag on you with the emergency gear that y'all were talking about. Y'all should always have a gear like that. I just like to focus out for a moment. I did not hear what your transmission.
No, we're talking about the 220 band. I think even some Bofang have 220 is a part of their, you know, one of the transmit frequencies and all that. And Darren was just commenting about what he thought the origins of that band was before the amateurs ever had privileges there.
You're connected.
I agree with, I think it was KE8 EYQ, I think, or something along those lines. Anyway, I think the origin, I agree with that. I agree with the station. I think it was indeed for military SATCOM, then they kind of got, then they modernized, and then they kind of just gave it to us.
Yeah, I think it was, and then I think in the 1980s, somewhere in there, somewhere it got, to do, I think for something to do with maybe telemetry for some delivery service company or something, they got part of it, and so the band got smaller, and but it's out there. So, but yeah, I don't remember all the history. I just know we had bigger spectrum there at some point. Go ahead, Darren. This is KAAUHD.
WC80.
Jeff, WC80.
I just straighten it out. The 220 band was established in 1930. It's a VHF band for the amateurs. And in the 50s, they expanded it and let the novices get on. It was 219 to 225. Well, technically it still is 219 to 225, just with the 200 to 220 gap in it that was petitioned and purchased by United Parcel Service, who never did anything with it. So now it just sits there.
Okay, and I was right. Yeah, it was just, yeah. And there you go. Yeah, I forgot. Novices had it. Privileges over there at one time. Back to you, Jeff.
Just listening in. Figured I'd set that straight. You guys carry on. WC80.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Yeah, Jeff is the guy who goes, you might hear, on 147-200. He runs a lot of times the weather net and stuff when there's warnings from the National Weather Service. And then he'll get on this type frequency as a backbone to the White Lake. So we got different people, different things. So used for using the spectrum for the common good, right, for the public good. Over to you, Sean.
God, I'm so sorry. I was just having a snap. My volume was down, but I did hear it over to you, Sean, so yeah, sorry about that. What are you guys talking about?
No, Jeff had come in up here at WKD, and he was saying that it was allocated to the hams back in originally in 1930, and then in 1950 there's some additions to it and then in the 70s, 80s, and it was UPS had a spectrum and they never used anything for it, the UPS delivery service, so that kind of stuff. So that's all we're talking about. Go ahead, Darren. This is K-8-8-U-8.
I'm just working on something for ARVSC right now, so I'm kind of listening. That's about it. Sorry.
That's okay. It's all good. Yeah, well, learn stuff, but again, I'm going to jump out of here. I think I got things in this job. I'm going to get some stuff set up for tomorrow, get a few things done, including some laundry. They got a few things, but nice to talk to Jeff and their Sean, and then we had that one station check-in from Kimlake City. So, but anyway, we've got good chance. We got the PL set, and I got the PL set on this rig too, you know, to access this on both of my handhelds. So it's 873, Sean. Maybe you'll hear in a double nickel later. So, but nice to talk to you. Enjoy your snack. This is K-8-8-U-8-C.
7-W-C-U-K, okay. Yeah, I am enjoying my snack there. Anyway, have a good night.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Lima Yankee, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
NABZR testing. Testing, testing. Oh. Yeah, Darren, I'm here. NABZR.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8 Foxtrot Lima Yankee TE8FLY monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.